Otherwise you are not devotee at all or disciple. We have come only to this. We have accepted him like a guru. He wanted to be. My prayer and my request only to. Let him hear what he has told and what he has written. But according to their qualification and stages of bhakti, not for all world, for one, in different stages, in different kinds of, for beginners,
different
like this, for madhyamadhikari like this, for uttamadhikari like this, for vaidhi bhakti like this, for aganuga like this, like a standard, and he has done it. So, please let me quiz me if I have told any harsh words. I don't want to make any problem.
No, what you said, I've been with Prabhupada, and Prabhupada also encouraged. He made Bhagavan, Hansaduda, Shamsundar. They all sit down and say, if you don't.
But even I know that if they have not done offenses in the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, and due to their weakness they have not, Prabhupada will go and. So I'm very sympathetic to them. But those who are doing knowingly offenses, I'm quite against them. Prabhupada will hate them.
Well, I would tell you, as everyone's well-wisher, he will spit fire at them. But
if anyone criticizes me, no harm. I don't care. I know that they are my friends, my god brothers.
One question was, what do you think Srila Prabhupada's desire was for carrying on his
meeting? Oh, that I was explaining for 3-4 days. That you should be the best kind of devotee. Best kind of devotee.
Another question?
Having love and affection for Krishna. We should try to be beloved of Krishna. And he should be our beloved. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for only this. Anyhow, by crook and
crook.
We should take the heart and minds of devotees and purify it, make it more smooth, more sweet, and offer in the lotus feet of. We are not master of any pious forming. Krishna is only. So anything, if disciples come, his wealth comes, anything, we should try to offer the Lord of Feet of Krishna. He is inquired only. So we want that. Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada's only mood was that anyhow, by crook and hook, they should have pure love and affection for Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This. Second? When you are satisfied, then tell you, yes, go on.
Okay, one more thing with that one. How did he want his movement to be led? Do you think he wanted his disciples to start initiating disciples?
What?
He's asking, I think, if I can speak and translate a little bit for your English to English. I believe the question is in regard to the succession, and how did Swamiji see the Hare Krishna movement continuing into the future. There is, as a result of the disappointment, I believe, with the falling down of various gurus, a certain tendency in the devotees to think that the rhythmic arrangement that Prabhupada made while he was here should have somehow be continuing on after his departure.
He's telling right?
Am I saying it's
or something changing?
I didn't say in Katira.
No, I'm taking it further, because the question basically...
What I'm saying is that I see a number of different ways that his disciples have said to carry on the movement. And so that's one of them, the rich idea. Then the other one is that his disciples, like Bhagavan, have also,
become
gurus. And so I'm confused as to what do you think Srila Prabhupada wants?
What is your again?
She wants clarification. She sees many different expressions on different devotees how to continue the movement. Some have become gurus. Some gurus do one way, some gurus do another way. Some gurus say, I'm infallible, Mahabhagavat. Some gurus say, no, I'm servant of the devotees, I'm doing the best I can. Other people say, no gurus at all, we must have Ritvik system. Prabhupada is eternal guru or Yogacharya for whole Kali Yuga. Other people do. There are so many different ways of approaching it, and it's confusing for the different devotees.
You could have this answer in Swamiji's book. He has written everything. He has never told he was in our Roop line, Roop Goswami, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu, neither Roop Goswami, now after that any acharya had written about Ritvik. Ritvik is only accepted in sacrifice thought, not in this. Also, Swamiji made so many disciples, and their modes are different. But Swamiji's mood was one. We should try to realize what his mood was. So I think I reject, or all acharyas have rejected this Ritvik thing. Ritvik means that I am not accepting him guru, but I am guru. This is will be mood. So we should not go towards Ritvik. But we should pray to Krishna that, oh Krishna, you should arrange me a very bona fide guru. You are Guru Chaitya Guru, but even you can arrange for this. And that is why Krishna has arranged to send Swamiji here and there. Gurus are very rare. Swamiji knew this fact. He was Sarvajna. Sarvajna means? But he knows that, and he has told also like our gurus that Kotishwapi Mahamune, and crores real devotee and guru are very rare. So if I have collected a very rare one or two disciples, I am satisfied, and they will preach. Whether they are Grihastha or Tyagi, no difference. It may be they all sannyasis are involved in worldly desires, but yet I know so many devotees, still they are very sincere and senior. They are following Swami's idea. So I know that this Sanatana Dharma of love and affection given by Krishna, given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all, it cannot be ruined. Never, it will not never be destroyed. So don't be hopeless. There must be some devotee. Not so much, but anyhow. So we should have so much faith in Krishna and Mahaprabhu and our Gurudev that anyone will come and help. But they are very rare. If you are sincere, then Guru will come and help.
Sir.
If you have more questions, you can come another time at evening or tomorrow.
Maharaj has to, he's already quite late for taking his...
From very evening to morning.
Right, program, so we have to ask everyone to say goodbye for now and leave so that he can do his program.
Good.
Good. Good. Good. Good. Good.
Well, I had some more things I wanted to bring up.
I have so much love and affection for you that you have put questions and I'm going to answer and answer. But if anything, try to excuse me if I'm harsh and cruel to speak.
maybe on other occasions,
yeah.
We can arrange with Naveen Prabhu.
You can come. How would you?
Okay. एक कॉल कर लो तो नहीं प्रभु की कुछ शंका भी है वो भी कुछ
शंका नहीं है नहीं तो ना पता था
गुरु तक
हम ट्राई टू कंट्रोल अपना कितना एंड किस तरह है ना
छोटी छोटी बात बहुत छोटी
They would give the whole facility, devotees could stay overnight there, large kitchen. But it was thought that it would be too close, maybe conflict. But
so
next
this place is okay. And there.
Next time?
You know. Stand up. Not in an aggressive way, but
to oppose that move.
2 years ago, exactly. When we went there, after we left, there was a fire right next to ISKCON.
Yeah.
Yeah. And still they could not figure
what was the cause of
what
fire.
What was the reason?
And in USA, you can go right into the temple.
Definitely.
You can go right into the temple.
I wanted to take that leap to notice. That's up to all.
You know this letter that they sent out? That you, can you get some copies?
Gorangi told that I will give.
But Gorangi has not.
Thank you.
Thank you.